Hallowed be your name.
Given unto us, and we are grateful unto God for the privilege to gather in his presence, to sing unto his name, to worship him, and then also to learn to pray accordingly. And I would say that let's always remember that the ultimate goal of our prayer is for God to establish his will on the earth as it is in heaven, for him to establish his will on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the ultimate. God is not impressed by our preaching. No. You ask yourself that, so when we gather in his presence, what at all does God benefit from us? Our praise, lifting him up, worshiping him, besides those praying that his will be established on the earth, praying that what he has said according to time would be established on the earth, his glory would be seen on the earth. So we don't gather to impress with anything we have to offer. It's all about lifting up our King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so today in our study, we are being guided to pray accordingly. And today's prayer, this Anointed Tuesday, centers on grace for prudence. Grace for prudence. Be reminded that we've been looking at dominion keys, God's mandate to man, and now through the church is to exercise dominion on the earth. It's through this dominion that his will be established on the earth through us. And so there are keys to be able to establish these dominions, and as anointed ones, or as people separated unto the Lord, called according to his good purposes, as servants of the Lord, we are to establish kingdom dominion on the earth, God's dominion on the earth. We've looked at wise reactions, we've looked at hear right, speak right, and we'll be going further into hear right, speak right later. But today we are also looking at one dominion key, and that is through prudence. Prudence. What is prudence? To be prudent means to be cautious. Very important understanding what it is so that we can pray accordingly. To be cautious, to be circumspect, practically wise, careful of the consequences of enterprises, So it's talking about carefulness, caution, being cautious, being careful, being circumspect. Circumspect means that everything matters. Being practically wise, not in theory, but practical. Being careful of the consequences of enterprises or whatever businesses, whatever you're doing, being careful of the consequences. Measures or actions. Being careful of the consequences of our actions. Being cautious not to act when the end is doubtful or probably impracticable. Please say after me. Prudence.
Prudence.
There are scriptures in the Bible, several scriptures, we talk about prudence or the prudent servant. So today we will take our time to pray, but we are going to pray accordingly concerning the grace for prudence. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, it says that for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Today as we pray, God will grant you the grace both to will and to do of his good pleasure in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Before we go into the scriptures, I want you to just for a few seconds, about 10 seconds, thank the Holy Spirit for the grace to be able to do and to will and to do according to his good pleasure as we receive his word today. Begin to pray. We receive grace, grace to do, grace to will and to do, grace to will and to do, grace to will and to do according to your good pleasure, Lord, as we receive your word today, as we pray today in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for your grace. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 18. Can we read it together? It says, the simple inherit fully, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Wow. The simple inherit fully or foolishness, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. So we see here one benefit of prudence, being crowned with knowledge. When you are prudent, you get to know what is necessary. Sometimes we are lazy even in reading God's word. We jump scriptures. We find scriptures that suit our emotions. And we jump others. I remember sometime that my Sunday school teacher said that we are reading the five books of Moses. Genesis was very interesting. You know, it's storytelling. Like you are reading stories. Adam did this, Eve did that. Now, when it started getting to Exodus, when you know the story of Moses, everything, Red Sea showdown, everything so exciting. The moment it started getting to Leviticus, I said, what is this? Now we started giving excuses. Did you read? Oh, sir, please, my mother sent me to go and buy kinky, so I couldn't read. Yeah, we were jumping. We were finding ones which were easy to relate to, you can picture, but now you say, when someone does this, cast the person out. Now go to Deuteronomy. As for the most boring part for us as kids was Numbers, and you can hear the name of it in Numbers. So maybe at that point the would-be mathematicians may have found it interesting, but a majority of the class, you know, and we would have to now be going through one by one with our teacher. Say after me, prudence.
Prudence.
Say after me, I must be circumspect.
I must be circumspect.
Maybe at your workplace, you take things for granted. When it comes to certain things, you have an opinion. But when it comes to other matters, because you don't find them interesting, you don't pay attention to them. When it comes to ministry, because you don't find, though it's within your area, but you don't give attention to it because it doesn't appeal to your emotions or it doesn't appeal to your feelings, we must be careful. When God gives unto us a ministry, whether it's singing, whether it's ushering, whether it's a personal assistant to the pastor, or whether it's the bishop, whatever assignment God gives into my hand,
I must deal with prudence
in taking care of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means that you must be circumspect about everything. There are people, when you give them tasks to do, they easily just delegate and give it to someone else to do. Please, you haven't even done it yourself to be sure, to know the nitty-gritties and the ins and outs of it. You don't even have any idea. You are hurriedly delegating. When there's trouble, are you now going to tell your boss who to blame? We've learned a lot from the Garden of Eden. The consequences we are facing today because of the negligence that occurred in the garden. We must be prudent. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 to 8. Let's read it together. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Amen. Wherein he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. If wisdom was important and prudence was not, it would have ended with wisdom. And with all the wisdom you have, exercise prudence. Be careful. Exercise prudence. When you are given a gift, clean every part of it. If your boss gave you an office, you don't leave debt in certain corners. If God gives you a house, you don't leave debt in certain corners, or you don't leave the house unpainted, uncleaned. Every day, just wake up in the morning straight. You don't take care of anything. One day, that house will be taken away from you, and that must not be your story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever God gives you an opportunity, it is the doorway for promotion. Whenever God gives you an opportunity, it is a doorway for promotion, except it's not in his will. It is a doorway for promotion, and God won't give you what is not within his will. But as the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, if God has given you an opportunity, it is a doorway for promotion according to his will. And I pray that the Lord grant you the grace of prudence.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So that whatever he has deposited in your life, or whatever he has put under your care, it will excel, or you will handle it prudently, so that he would through that promote you even to handle more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the last scripture, Proverbs chapter 27 verse 12, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Today, kindly lift up your voice and begin to thank the Holy Spirit for the grace for prudence. That when you see evil, you will hide. You will not just stay aloof. You will not just be apathetic about anything, but you will act according to prudence. Act according to prudence in the name of Jesus. Lord, grant me the grace to be a prudent servant. A prudent servant. A prudent servant. A prudent servant. In the mighty name of Jesus. Acting by prudence. In the mighty name of Jesus.
not being like the simple who pass on and are destroyed, the simple who take things for granted and are destroyed, not being like the simple who inherit folly, Lord, but to be the prudent who is crowned with knowledge, to be the prudent who hideth himself, and if when he foreseeth evil and is saved, Lord, the grace to be prudent. A prudent heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Eyes of the prudent in the name of Jesus. Prudent eyes to see and to hide, to see and to take action. Prudent eyes. To be prudent starts with giving your life to Christ Jesus. Please, I entreat you to do so now. If you have not meaningfully given your life to Christ, please say these words up to me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me, a sinner, unworthy, and yet granting me your love, your eternal love. Today, I ask that you be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. And by your Holy Spirit, grant me the grace to live a life directed by you, a life of prudence, that your glory will be seen in my life. In Jesus' mighty name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
We have no of our own. We have no power of our own. We depend on you, Holy Spirit. We have no power of our own. We have no.
Kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 0026-000-9090. God bless you.
And share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet again on Thursday at 6 p.m. prompt. Shalom.